Hello, it's your friend CJ Werlemann, and in this episode, we'll look at China's vow to counter American and Israeli aggression around the world. But first, please remember to like and subscribe to our show, and don't forget to turn on notifications so you never miss a single episode. Now let's get into it. In a recent tweet, I asked whether Trump's invasion of Venezuela lit a match for a US-China war, given Beijing was the South American country's number one oil customer. A move that puts the United States in almost total control over the world's oil reserves, given the US effectively rules the Persian Gulf and Red Sea through its Arab and Zionist puppet regimes. This has caused China's energy anxiety to spike upwards, remembering that more than 50% of its oil and gas imports come from US allies in the Middle East, making Beijing feel completely boxed in by American-Israeli aggression and imperialism. Which is why Beijing is vowing retaliation against any country that supports US efforts to isolate China economically.
The United States has brazenly resorted to the use of force against Venezuela and demanded that America First be applied when Venezuela disposes of its own oil resources. This is a typical act of bullying, a serious violation of international law, and a grave infringement on Venezuela's sovereignty that also severely undermines the rights of Venezuelan people. China strongly condemns this.
They say those who forget the past are doomed to repeat it, a warning that the Zionist-American alliance seems determined to ignore. Call it arrogance, call it hubris, call it whatever you want. But similar moves against Japan in the 1930s ignited the Second World War in the Western Pacific.
Why did Japan attack Pearl Harbor? U.S. oil embargo. The U.S. cut off Japan's access to oil, steel, and other resources in response to Japan's invasion of China and expansion in Asia. Japan needed these resources for its military. Expansion goals. Japan wanted to dominate Asia and the Pacific, the Greater East Asia co-prosperity sphere, without U.S. interference.
China opposes the use of force in international relations, but it also stated that it will not hesitate to deploy its military power if its strategic interests are directly threatened. But for now, it's using its power and influence to launch a campaign to expel Israel from the United Nations. Put simply, Israel and the United States are fooling themselves if they don't believe Beijing won't retaliate for toppling the Iranian regime, which provides China with more than 80% of its shipped oil, therefore making US-Israeli-led regime change efforts in Iran an existential threat to the Chinese economy, leaving Beijing with no other choice than to send weapons and missile defense systems to Tehran.
Development that signals the end of one era and the beginning of something far more dangerous. China has just completed the largest military equipment transfer to Iran in history. 10 Y-20 strategic cargo aircraft, the backbone of Chinese military airlift capability, have landed in Iran over the past 72 hours, carrying an arsenal of advanced weapons systems that will transform Tehran's military capabilities overnight. Winglung combat drones, Rainbow CH-5 and CH-7 strike platforms. The stealthy GJ-11 Sharp Sword, the hypersonic WZ-8 reconnaissance drone, and most alarmingly, the Jiutian, China's revolutionary drone mothership system. Reports indicate the shipments also included hypersonic missile components and advanced air defense systems. This is not a routine arms deal. This is not incremental cooperation. This is China throwing its full military weight behind Iran and daring the United States and Israel to respond.
Nothing I'm saying here should be misinterpreted as tacit support for the Chinese government, because not only has its foreign ministry threatened me in public, calling me an anti-China propagandist, but also it has targeted me and my family with threats and harassment in retaliation for exposing evidence of China's criminal abuse of Uyghur Muslims throughout its network of concentration camps in Xinjiang. So when I talk about China or the United States, I'm merely calling balls and strikes. And the state of the game is this. Beijing has reached breaking point over the unrestrained military aggression of the United States and Israel during the past 2 years.
Since the start of the current Gaza conflict, the Palestinian people have been deeply mired in suffering. Lebanon, Syria, Yemen, Iran, among others, are witnessing escalating tensions, and even Qatar has come under attack. The mounting conflicts and volatility in the Middle East have worsened the global security environment, dampened the economic outlook for the world, and ran counter to the common interests of the international community.
To counter Zionist expansionism, which is underwritten by American firepower, China is not only calling for the arrest of Netanyahu and rallying international support against the US-Israeli alliance, but also quietly transferring its latest weapons technologies to Tehran, specifically those that improve the Persian state's air defense capabilities, as per its recent acquisition of China's HQ-9B surface-to-air defense system, which came just days after Israeli and American warplanes bombed Iranian nuclear sites in June of last year, marking a massive turning point in Iran's post-war air defense strategy. This has far-reaching implications for Israel, the United States, and the evolving balance of power in the Middle East.
Now to the topic. China's air defense system threatens to take down Israeli aircraft without even being detected on radar. It combines features from Russia's S-400 and America's Patriot system, with the addition of some seriously advanced Chinese tech. It's the only system in the world capable of enforcing an airspace lockdown that's nearly impossible to breach. It has ultra-fast, super-accurate radars. Netanyahu himself is worried about his jets flying anywhere near its range. Planes that can avoid radar detection still get hit by its missiles, and survival chances are basically zero.
China giving Iran the tools to knock American F-35s and Israeli F-15s out of the sky is why Trump and Netanyahu called off their planned attack against Iran in early January. Israeli and American attack plans received another blow on the 20th of January when 16 Chinese military cargo planes were reported to have landed in Iran during a 56-hour period, which was preceded by the arrival of another cargo plane in Tehran just 4 days earlier.
Over just 3 days, not one, not two, 16 military cargo aircrafts are reported to have landed in Iran. Not commercial planes here, not humanitarian flights, heavy military transports, and here's the detail that is raising the eyebrows. They don't land at known civilian airports. They reportedly touch down at restricted, high-tech locations. Some say a secret base, maybe. Now ask the obvious question, who sent them? The reports point just at one direction, that is China. But you know why this moment is so sensitive? Because this moment comes at the exact time when the US-Iran tensions are peaking. American warships are moving closer. Washington is openly discussing regime pressure. And Iran is warning of retaliation as well.
China is no longer sitting quietly on the sidelines because it knows that it can't afford to lose any more of its oil and gas suppliers to the lawless military actions of the Israeli and US governments, which together have stupidly pushed the Chinese military juggernaut into a metaphorical corner, making military confrontation inevitable in the near future as a more assertive Beijing shows a willingness to confront Israel on diplomatic terrain today.
China is calling on Israel to halt its military strikes on Iran, warning of serious consequences if tensions continue to escalate. In a rare rebuke at the UN Security Council, Beijing condemned what it calls violations of Iranian sovereignty. Following Israel's Operation Rising Lion, a wave of preemptive strikes on Iranian nuclear and military sites, with retaliatory strikes already hitting Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, the risk of a broader Middle East conflict is rising. This may derail diplomatic efforts and strain global energy markets. Full analysis in the description. China is calling on Israel to halt its military strikes on Iran, warning of serious consequences if tensions continue to escalate. In a rare rebuke at the UN Security Council, Beijing condemned what it calls violations of Iranian sovereignty. Following Israel's Operation Rising Lion, a wave of preemptive strikes on Iranian nuclear and military sites, with retaliatory strikes already hitting Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, the risk of a broader Middle East conflict is rising. This may derail diplomatic efforts and strain global energy markets.
It's for this reason Zionist-controlled media outlets are sounding the alarm for a likely war against China. But on this occasion, the US and Israel have genuine reasons to be concerned, given Beijing is using grey zone tactics to confront the United States and its allies in the Western Pacific. This animation by the New York Times shows how China has quietly mobilized thousands of fishing boats in recent weeks to form massive floating barriers of at least 200 miles long, showing a new level of coordination that gives Beijing more ways to threaten and intimidate US allies, while cutting off or restricting their access to vital shipping and trade routes. Now, we aren't talking about your typical run-of-the-mill fishing boat here. We are talking about a key component of China's maritime militia that operates as a third sea force alongside the Navy and Coast Guard, blending civilian appearance with military function to project power, harass foreign vessels in disputed waters, conduct grey zone operations, and practice large-scale maneuvers for potential conflicts, often using dual-purpose vessels with military features, including 50 cal machine guns, water cannons, and reinforced hulls.
Everything suggesting peaceful fishing fleet. Reality, armed paramilitary force, maritime militia, each vessel, reinforced hull, military communications, hidden weapon systems, crew, former PLA Navy personnel, military trained, combat experienced. Orders from Beijing. Harass American destroyer. Interfere with operations. Create dangerous situations. Force course alterations. Demonstrate Chinese control South China Sea. Mission, gray zone warfare. Below military conflict threshold. Above peaceful operations. Strategic ambiguity. Plausible deniability.
Confrontation in the Middle East and confrontation in the Western Pacific. Beijing knows that the United States can't fight effectively on two fronts so far away from home, whereas China has already made the South China Sea near impenetrable for US forces, as evident in a number of recent US war games, which consistently showed the United States suffering significant losses and even defeat in a potential conflict with China over Taiwan. Due to China's advanced missile systems, overwhelming numbers of short-range missiles, and China's ability to quickly inflict catastrophic damage on US aircraft carriers and forces before US air power can fully engage.
A war game from the Center for Strategic and International Studies begins with a Chinese missile barrage against Taiwan's military in 2026, destroying much of its air force and navy, followed by an amphibious invasion across the Taiwan Strait. Taiwanese forces fight back using advanced U.S. weaponry, Patriot missiles for air defense, anti-ship missiles and torpedoes for sea defense, and its ground forces to defend the beachheads.
Whatever the Taiwanese are going to fight the war with, they have to have that when the war begins.
In every scenario, China landed forces on Taiwan. The war game assesses that the U.S. loses 10 to 20 combat ships, including two aircraft carriers and 200 to 400 military aircraft. In 3 weeks of fighting, the U.S. suffers more than 3,000 troops killed in action. That's about half of what the U.S. suffered in Iraq and Afghanistan over two decades. America's global position is damaged for years.
A single miscalculation here, or a poorly executed gamble there, will bring a catastrophic war to the region, constituting a sobering reality given threats, encounters, and near misses between the two superpowers occur on a near daily basis.
Just into CNN, U.S. defense officials releasing this video. Take a look. This is a Chinese fighter jet coming within 10 feet of a U.S. B-52 bomber that was flying over the South China Sea. So, Natasha, what more are you hearing from officials on this?
Well, Boris, this was a really close call, and it's something that U.S. defense officials say is happening with increasing regularity over the South China Sea as Chinese pilots take what they have called aggressive and coercive maneuvers against U.S. aircraft that are flying in international airspace in that area.
Israel, which has become drunk and delusional over its modest military power and radicalized by the biblical story of David versus Goliath, is now threatening the Goliath that is China, prompting this fierce response from the Chinese government.
If you want to have war, you will get war. If you want to destroy China, you will be destroyed. If you want to impose nuclear war on China, you will be wiped out by nuclear war. This is very serious. China's policy is very clear. China will not fire the first shot, but China will not allow you to fire the second shot.
Zionist and American aggression and arrogance has literally kicked over a Chinese hornet's nest, with Beijing ready to abandon its long-standing policy of rejecting foreign military intervention. If or when Israel and or the United States strike Beijing's ally in Iran again, then Tel Aviv and Washington DC should expect vicious retaliation from the Chinese military superpower, one that may very well bring about a sudden end to American empire and the Greater Israel Project. Which means there's never been a more opportune time to drive the final nail into Israel's coffin before Israel drives another into ours. Remembering that the Israel lobby successfully pressured YouTube into demonetizing our channel 4 months ago. Therefore, we kindly ask that you please support our effort to expose and confront the Zionist lobby and other injustices in the Muslim world by becoming a member of our show at patreon.com/CJWorleman. We can't produce, sustain, and grow this show without your help, and we offer exclusive content and benefits to those who do. But for now, good evening, good morning, wherever you are, and stay blessed.